Rachel finally gets approved for TSA PreCheck, but we're not quite sure what that means. Plus veggies, gin, and biking to fill the rest of your weekend. That's on 90.5 WESA's Social Club. Hello and welcome to Social Club for the weekend of Friday, July 29th. I am Sarah Kovach, a digital editor here at WESA. And with us is Josh Rollerson, celebrity interviewer.
Good day.
Good day. And of course is woman of Pittsburgh, Rachel Carlson of
That's
Yelp Pittsburgh.
That's a pretty generic title.
She knows every. One I was trying several. To think. Well, I started to say woman about town, which I feel you've used before. So then.
Perhaps. Well, that's apt, though. That's what you are, Rachel.
I did go to Canada last weekend, so I could be called Woman of the World.
How about International Woman of Mystery?
Yes, definitely.
I want to say this is a very exciting development in my life. I just got approved for the TSA pre-approved checkpoint thing.
What?
Look at you. Next, you'll be verified on Twitter.
Had been posting about that recently on Facebook, asking if it was worth it. But I've heard about it. I don't think I know exactly what it entails. What does that mean for you?
So TBD on how it will actually play out. But according to the tales that I've heard from those who are pre-approved, it is glorious in the fact where you skip all of the really long lines. So when you look at the line at the Pittsburgh airport, and it is basically lined up to the opening doors of the walkway, and
it's just out onto the parkway.
Yeah, it's out onto the parkway. You can cruise past all of them and be like, peace. And
do they just like immediately put like a beer in your hand too?
Oh my gosh, that'd be amazing. No, but you get to not take off your shoes. You don't have to take off out your laptop. You don't have to take out your toiletries, which I never did anyway. Don't tell anyone. And cruise on by. So hopefully.
And just laugh at all the little people standing there with their shoes off.
I'm going to wear my sunglasses, too. Like, I'm not going to take them off
See
either.
See ya, suckers.
And travel just be like, bye.
Draped around their necks.
Yeah.
Well, now that you're in the 1%, I hope you'll remember the rest of us.
Yeah.
Look down from your first class seat on all the little people who look like ants down here.
So no first class seat for me. I'm still going to be in the back.
Okay, good.
Of that. So...
That's
exciting.
Did you have any good poutine or other food in Canada?
Well, ironically,
they have other food in Canada.
What?
All I care about is poutine.
Well, I will be actually traveling back up there. It's like my home away from home. Back to back weekends in Canada. Oh, Canada! So last weekend I went for a bachelorette party in Niagara on the Lake, which I highly recommend to any Pittsburgher who's looking for a quickish 4-hour trip up 79 and 90 and loves wine, because it's a beautiful, beautiful area with tons of wine and
I like that.
Ice wine, which is the ultra sweet wine.
All the free healthcare you can eat.
Yes.
Like Liz Lemon style with ice cubes and Sprite.
It is more of they squeeze the grapes when they're frozen. And so it's like 30 times the concentrate. It's so sweet. But anyway, it's gorgeous up there. And then me and my husband are planning a trip to Toronto this weekend. So I'm going back up, and I have bookmarked on my Yelp app, which you can do. You can bookmark places.
Mm-hmm. I've done that.
The poutinery.
That sounds like they would have good poutine.
Yeah. So this next weekend, I really, really, like wine was last weekend. This weekend's going to be poutine.
I once did a spring break road trip in college to Toronto as a goof, because Toronto in March, it was...
Were you under 21?
It was like as far away from whatever Panama City as you can get. Yes, I was, but I believe...
You can drink?
Yeah. So that was that. Yeah, that was the real angle.
Yeah.
I forgot that. I thought we were just being funny. But there was a purpose.
High school, growing up in Erie, we would go up there.
I bet you did.
We had Tijuana.
Ooh.
Or Tijuana.
That place is terrifying.
It's gotten a little scarier over the years, but it's not worth it. It's the margaritas are watery. Mexican food's better in San Diego, I think.
Oh, but the prescription drugs, mwah. So good.
Can't beat them.
I loved how you, I remember going in and you just literally just stroll on in to Mexico and they were like, hey, bye. And then going back into U.S., it was on lockdown.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's just very funny.
Okay. Yeah. So tips for things you can get across our foreign borders in North America.
Yeah.
What else? What about like those of us that are going to stay in Pittsburgh? What's going on?
Good question.
I definitely do want to tell you about all the wonderful things in Pittsburgh.
We want you to tell us.
We do have poutine here. P.S.
Yeah.
I mean,
Frank's has wonderful poutine.
Top five poutine spots in Pittsburgh. Go.
Oh my gosh.
Well, are there five?
Frank's is the only one that I've gone to where the cheese actually squeaks in my mouth, which apparently is like legit. I've been told is a sign of good poutine.
Well, I do know that Frank's also has like five different kinds of poutine.
I believe I've just had the traditional with the gravy and cheese curds.
So you can get it at Mean Potatoes, Park Bruges.
Oh, I've had the Park Bruges poutine. That's good too.
Siena Mercado, Urban Tap in the South Side, and the Yard Gastro Pub in Shadyside and downtown. As well as Franctuary.
Happy to say I've tried most of these.
This is amazing. I was joking, but of course you had a curated list ready to go.
Oh, I didn't. I was like, you're serious. Well, I just looked it up on Yelp really fast. Bocktown in Robinson.
Hmm. I had no idea it was so popular.
It's delicious, Josh.
Speaking of quick help from Yelp, my parents are in town still. And
how's that going?
Leaving. I've actually told you they're moving here.
Just think, you know, when you're cracking an egg on the side of the counter and you're just almost there where it just completely smashes. I'm like right at that point. But they're staying in the North Hills, which is just far enough away, which is great. And I was looking for an Italian place, as we discussed last time.
Oh, right.
And so you had a lot of lovely suggestions, but I figured it would just be easiest.
But you didn't take any of them.
Well, because they ended up staying in the North Hills, and I basically have been driving them around because they keep getting lost. So in order to not have to drive a million miles, we went to Monticello's on Babcock, which was actually quite delicious.
Yeah.
Had a very good pizza there.
Sometimes I admittedly don't travel out to the burbs for the highly rated restaurants or
that's
treasures.
Probably the only local restaurant that I have eaten in 5 days, though. It's been exclusively all the chain restaurants. So.
Well, it's going back. The money's going back into Pittsburgh somehow. So
that's true.
I will accept your faults for this weekend.
Old people.
Sarah, my parents are in town, too, this week. Should we get them together? Just send them out?
On a boat?
On a raft and just set it adrift.
An iceberg that we can float out to see.
Love you, Mom and Dad.
What are you going to do with them?
What am I going to do with them?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, they're in town to see me interview Mary Louise Parker.
Oh my gosh, that's so cute.
My dad is a big MLP fan.
He's so it runs in the family.
It's come to think of it. Yeah. No, he's from South Georgia, and when Fried Green Tomatoes came out, it like changed his life. He was so excited to see his part of the world portrayed.
Aw, that's cute.
Sensitively and positively on the big screen. And it's like one of his favorite movies. So when he heard, he was all excited, bought tickets.
That is super exciting. Aww,
that's awesome. They're proud of you, too. Aww. Let's put that in. So they're coming out. Are they staying for the whole weekend, too?
Yeah. Well, I mean, really, the reason they're here is childcare. So, they got in last weekend, and they'll be here all week.
So you don't have to spend as much time trying to find stuff for them to do, because they're just going to hang out with ye old grandkids.
Pretty much, yeah.
And you'll be out on the town, then.
As it happens, yeah.
Yeah?
Managed to get out a little bit lately.
Yeah? Going to any breweries?
Breweries, no, not lately. But
where have you been going?
Well, we just went to Hidden Harbor.
Yeah.
Just recently discovered that.
What'd you think?
What a blast. It was so much fun.
I love that.
I mean, yeah, I don't know. I suppose some of me feels like I should be over next door at the Independent doing, drinking manly drinks.
Josh.
But like, it was like everybody was so chill and so laid back. And the drinks were delicious and sweet, and they, made me feel lightheaded and happy, and as I guess is the intention. And it was just it's just fun.
I don't think people realize that, of which I did not either. Proper tiki drinks don't have to be sugary, sweet, blended concoctions. They can also be deliciously shaken up cocktails with really awesome shark stirs. Did you get a shark stir?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
The shark stir.
Did you take it?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Okay,
I have we asked. I didn't steal it.
I've got
I want to steal all of their glasses. I have not.
You can buy them.
What?
I believe, I don't want to be presumptuous, but I do believe that they are for sale.
Good nice. News. All of our old plastic cups are going to the trash, and I'm getting...
Hidden Harbor.
Yeah, I'm getting
it. It's such a great
tiki
spot.
Tiki drinks.
Yeah.
Good
and
tip.
For anyone that loves tiki culture, tiki drinks, or just want to get away to the tropics here in Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
Hidden Harbor's great. And Independent is also awesome in the sense where they carry all local beer from Western Pennsylvania.
Good food, too.
It's yeah. a good, yeah, one block bar crawl through Squirrel Hill. You just hit those and you're good.
I know, it is kind of a random spot, but that's why I go to Squirrel Hill now, to be honest, is to go to those two places.
It's up and coming.
Yeah, up and coming. So anyway, speaking of up and coming for the weekend, we have our friends at Wiggle Whiskey who are doing Camp Wiggle. They are releasing their Johnny Gin, and they're doing a whole camp theme.
They've already been carrying gin. This is just a
yes.
new gin, right?
This is just a new
yeah.
gin. Yes, you are correct.
They, like, they don't call it gin, right? Because you...
That's
like there are weird laws about what you can call things. Even
that
though
is
it
the
is.
Rum.
The, oh, okay.
The it's, rum they have to call honey rum or something, or honey spirit or
honey
something.
Alcohol beverage.
Wait, what's yes. the deal? What's the reason for that exactly? Is it like rum is only rum if it's made in a certain place? Like champagne or
something like that.
Well, let's ask our friends at Maggie's. Or
it's to do with international law and trade agreements and treaties.
Yes. I do know that they were not. Yeah. So it is a honey alcohol
something
of sorts. I'm not saying this right. But anyway, so Camp Wiggle, any kind of camp theme, I think, is a winner in my book because camping as an adult is way more fun than a kid.
Because you bring... gin and
yes,
fake rum or whatever.
And so they're pairing up with the Carnegie Science Center and doing liquid nitrogen cocktails, which are awesome because they smoke and look cool. And also doing camp games with City of Play, which I've seen them in action in terms of the games that they play, and they're pretty awesome. And Camp Crafts, friendship bracelets.
Yeah. You had me there.
You in with live music and food by Franctuary, so you can get some poutine
Speaking
there, too.
Of poutine.
Yeah.
Without even leaving the city.
I know. $15 on Friday. Starts at 6 p.m., goes till 9:30.
Cool.
And then for you veg...
I'm excited.
Veg heads.
After eating at all these chain restaurants with 50 pounds of butter, I'm excited for some vegetables, believe it or not.
Well, you are in luck because Veg Fest is going on at the Allegheny Commons East, which is on the North Shore. And they are going to be going on from 11 to 5 p.m. And it's
giving away goodie bags, too, right?
Goodie bags as well as anything you would want to know about vegetarian veganism, pretty much. Because they're going to be having speakers. They're going to be having vendors that are going to love to talk to you about all of their vegan, vegetarian ways.
I bet they are.
I know. They're like really passionate people. Really passionate people.
Oh, yeah. It takes commitment.
It really does.
Or it would for me anyway. Maybe it comes naturally for some.
Yeah. I love vegetables. I love meat, too.
I know.
But I would be willing to hear about their love of vegetables.
Yes. Well, there's a lot of really great vegetarian restaurants around Pittsburgh, including My Jam, B52.
Isn't Apteka?
Apteka, Eden. I know there's a ton of other ones that I'm forgetting right now, but I'm sure that they're going to be involved as well as just being able to hear all about it. Plus, it's free admission, which is super awesome. It's goodie bags, 250. The first 250 people get goodie bags. So
cool.
You better get there at 11 a.m. right on time.
Before that, you can also do yoga at the Heinz History Center. They're doing yoga from 8 to 10:30. It's $20, and then you can walk around the museum, too, after.
That's a good one.
So you could do that. You could have, like, an all-day...
like, wellness?
Yeah.
So most of
Fair
these are...
for yourself.
And learning.
These are mostly indoor, air-conditioned events, I hope.
Yes. Right.
Well, VegFest will be outside, won't it?
It is the Allegheny Commons, so that seems to be in the middle by the Children's Museum, I want to say. So I think that might
What's
be outside.
What's that, like, the old mall that's in that area
that,
called? Is that what they're talking about?
Sure.
I believe Allegheny Commons is the area outside, but
it's like
then,
a park area. But then, yeah.
But yeah, then the mall is Allegheny. Allegheny. What is that called?
And then Allegheny Center, is that it?
Yeah, oh, and they maybe. Just remodeled okay. it. And so there's like a work space, work. Wait, what do they call that? No, I can't. Co-working, oh, co-working. Space. A couple of tech firms are going to be.
I think some of the people from the public market were going in there too.
Ohio City Pasta, which is now called something else, something pasta. They're in there as well as one of the coffee companies. I want to say La Prima maybe is in there. Actually, I do want a side note. And say that I have never been down around the jail area before. There is the most adorable coffee shop called Gasoline Street Coffee that is on First Avenue in a building that is, I want to say like 620 First Avenue or something like that. And it's the most adorable coffee shop ever. It's super hidden, but it has a lot of local like sodas, Natrona bottling, and then I think maybe even brew their own or have their own beans or get it sourced it locally. It's such a cute coffee shop. So if you're ever around that area or in the jail trail and want to get some iced bevies,
who knew?
That sounds good.
Yeah. Sorry. Yelp tip.
No.
Anyway, so Veg Fest, great time to get your veg on. Or maybe if you're looking to become vegetarian or vegan, it might be a good opportunity too.
Yeah.
We also on Sunday have two events.
Open Streets is back.
Open Streets, and they're doing a new route.
Yeah, it looks like essentially the route that I ran for my leg of the marathon.
Around?
It goes across. They're going to close the Clemente Bridge and the West End Bridge.
Yes.
So you can basically go across Clemente through the north side over, and then it's going to go into cool. Main Street in
the West End. When you get to walk across or do things on a bridge here, it's awesome.
It's special.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's an amazing view from the West End Bridge, too. Yeah.
Yes. I would totally agree. So Open Streets is going on. They have yoga again they do in the streets. They have different bands that play, food. So lots of good things going on that you can get out and do, but just stay hydrated. That's our pro tip.
And if you're driving, just be aware that those roads are going to be closed,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, seriously. Maybe take the tea in.
Yeah.
And then we have Crosstown Cookout, which is at the Mon Wharf. So the Mon Wharf has been used as of late for events because it is actually a really cool location. I think they're working on remodeling it, but
it's a really cool location to maybe get murdered is how I feel every time.
During the day.
When there's events there, I'm sure it's lovely.
I just saw it for the first time this weekend because we did a ducky tour and went down there.
When I went to Point Park and I needed a cheap place to park my car, they're going to be having an event on Sunday from 3 to 8. So you could do Open Streets and then you can do this Crosstown Cookout. So a lot of really awesome fooderies. Is that a word? Fooderies?
Sure.
Eateries? Yeah. Fooderies? Foodies?
Let's
beware.
Make it one.
Gaucho, Vandal, Lena's Food Truck are going to be down there serving up some delicious food, as well as the Summit Pittsburgh and Pop-Up Embry, which used to be a great cocktail bar at the Firehouse, will be serving some delicious libations. And you'll be able to get general admission tickets are $5, which includes entry into the event, or you can do $40 VIP, which gets you two
That's
drinks.
That's a big jump.
Well, it gets you two drinks. It gets you a $15 food voucher and swag bag. So, you know, if you like to go all out, go all out for that.
Shark Swizzlers.
Yeah. Mm. Shark Swizzlers, beware.
So have you guys pretty much just been living in the pool for the last week?
No.
The storied Dormont pool.
No, I've still only gone to the pool one time. And then this weekend I went in the, like, really rickety looking pool where my parents are staying.
I actually upped my game and got a flotation device. So now I have a lounge chair that I float around in the Dormont pool.
And airport pre-approved and everything. And we get
it. Yes.
All right. You're better than us. We got it.
I wish that it had a cocktail, like a Hidden Harbor could deliver a cocktail to me at the Dormont pool. Oh my gosh.
That'd be a dream come true.
An event at the Dormont pool. I don't think it'll ever happen, but that would be pretty incredible. Anyway, Dormont pool is awesome, and they have actually, or we talked about this before, the paddleboard yoga. They do it on Tuesday nights too. So you
paddleboard yoga.
I would actually be interested to do that.
So you yoga on a paddleboard, and I would assume fall multiple times.
This does not sound meditative, but it does sound fun.
Yes. And they do it on Tuesday nights, I think at 7. And they teach you how to yogi on the board, which...
I think that sounds fun, even though I'm certain I would fall.
I think it sounds fun to watch, for sure.
Joshua just has some popcorn in the grass.
Or with his flotation device.
Making yoga a spectator sport is not easy.
Didn't you say your wife does yoga or teaches yoga?
She was my yoga teacher. That's how we met.
You guys should go do that. I bet she'd be great at it.
Yeah,
she'd be great at it. Okay. I'd be a mess.
She'll just laugh.
Yeah.
And then Josh, the most important thing. Well, I guess we'll hear about this later after the event.
As we record, my whirlwind romance with Mary Louise Parker has not yet begun, but next week I'll tell you all about,
how
it went down. I look forward to updates on that.
Yeah, I'm very excited about that. So lots of good stuff to do this weekend, and hopefully parents will be either gone or
there's no one for my parents to babysit, so
you're good to go.
Your parents can babysit my kids next week. We'll just make a
I don't think you want that. Yeah.
So enjoy the sun and the fun this weekend.
Yeah.
And the veggies.
Stay cool.
Bye.
Bye.
Problems with police prosecutors and courts dominate the news, and people are asking, is our criminal justice system broken? Maybe, but it's broken in some pretty interesting ways. I'm University of Pittsburgh Law Professor David Harris, host of the Criminal Injustice Podcast. I'll talk with the people who know the system best and hear their best ideas for fixing it. Find Criminal Injustice in iTunes or at WESA.FM.
Pittsburgh.
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 Pittsburgh's NPR news station.
This is 90.5 FM.
WESA Pittsburgh.
Streaming at WESA.FM.